And the common architect's operating environment architecture specifically is about standardizing the end user environments enough so that applications can be tested against a known configuration, and when loaded, they run as intended. And secondarily, the common operating architecture specifies standards for securely sharing information across the Army.
One would say, well, don't you already have that? Don't you already have a kind of a standard end user environment?
We do, but it's not used across the Army. It's used more in our offices, but not on the systems that are built that we procure. Today, the system providers actually procure the hardware and configure the operating system and any of the middleware they use on their own, which makes it difficult for us to load multiple capabilities onto a system.
Give me an example that everyone can kind of relate to. An OS, obviously, we're talking maybe Windows or Linux or Unix or Apple. But when you say middleware, give me a sense of that.
Sure. That would be like your databases, your development runtime engines. So if you have different developers working off of different runtime engines, different versions of those runtime engines, different applications that let you, for example, just do simple things like media or chat, and you really want that to be common across the enterprise by everyone selecting their own and then having some basic interoperability issues with those.
And obviously, without getting into too many of the weeds of this, so what this does is this calls out a specific standardization of what?
The standards include everything from specific interfaces between the different systems, such as for document sharing, what those documents standards should be, or for data interfaces to use XML and the SOAP type of interface. For operating systems, how to properly configure the operating system so that it's secure on the network.
Obviously, the benefits seem pretty clear. If you're standardized, it makes development easier. Where do you see the biggest impact? Is it on the systems that are going to be developed over the next, you know, few years, or the current systems can all be brought up to standards?
I think it's going to be across the board. So today, our system providers actually purchase the hardware. They have to configure and decide and build training packages for all of the operating system and the packages they add to that hardware, and then they provide their capabilities. And what we're really trying to do is make it quicker and less expensive to provide the capabilities and reduce the complexities of configuration. So this could significantly reduce our support and training associated with these devices. So the biggest bang for the buck as people start moving to this is that we could take advantage of innovation more quickly because we could just merge a new innovation onto an existing system.
The implementation of this memo, this implementation plan's coming. Discuss, if you can, even generally, what's this going to cover and what's the time frame around it?
The implementation plan is coming in early 2011. The implementation plan is under development by the Army acquisition community. It will cover how the Army systems will transition to and comply with the COE architecture.
Is there any areas that you're focusing on first, for instance, in theater, at headquarters, in garrison?
We're focusing more in theater right now. That's where our biggest bang for the buck is. That's where we have more systems being developed that are on a standardized set of equipment. And I would say in the area of the computer-based system and the web environment will be the first we will focus on.
And obviously that was, in a sense, part of the goal of the Apps for Army contest in terms of, can we do this? How can it work? Did the Apps for Army initiative really drive the need for this memo, or was the Apps for the Army maybe a test?
So Apps for the Army was a pilot for the overall software transformation strategy. The strategy focuses on three areas. The first is the common operating environment. The next is the streamlined processes. And finally, establishment of a marketplace. So in relation to the common operating environment, we piloted development on mobile and web environments, and this helped drive what's in the COE document. However, the largest area that it really supported was the streamlined processes and establishment of the marketplace. The Apps for the Army significantly reduced the time it takes for us to test and certify apps. And additionally, we have an app store now available in the Army, it's the DoD storefront, and the Apps for the Army results are actually posted and available for download from the DoD storefront.
How many of those are now up on the DoD storefront? How many new ones are up there? Do you have any new statistics?
Still the 25 apps are still up there. We have opened a window in November for some additional submissions, And so early next in 2011, we'll have some new apps available on the storefront.
And when you say you open the window, you're meaning you're saying to the servicemen and women and civilians, okay, if you want to develop something, you know, do it, or are you giving them specific areas to focus on?
No, the first. Right now we're saying if you have apps that you want to create, go ahead and build them and submit them to us in this time frame. So we had a great success for the apps for the Army, so we're going to institutionalize that for the civilians and the military personnel. And then we're looking down the road at having an apps for the Army for industry, and we're in the planning stages right now for that event.
So really, I mean, anyone can then, during the month of November, as you said, submit some apps. So are we talking about, is there a specific deadline we should focus on?
In November, we're going to just announce. So this month, we're going to announce, give a couple months, and then I would say in January time frame, you could actually submit the apps, but anytime up through January. So if you have something now, you know, submit it, but we'll close the window then in January and work on tests and certification and getting those apps into the storefront.
You mentioned Apps for Army 2. Is that something that's coming up in 2011, or what should people look out for over the next year?
In 2011, Apps for the Army 2 will come out. We're looking for industry this time to build apps. It would be a little different where we've specified gaps we have in the Army that we're looking to fill with these apps. Initially, we're going to do a social networking piece to further define these gaps, and then we're going to launch the Pacific Gap questions. We're looking for about 10 of them for industry to take about 30 to 60 days to write apps against them. We're expecting this time to have a lot larger number of apps to be produced against these questions. And then we'll review the apps to see how well they meet what the Army needs.
You said later in 2011, but do we have a timing? And do you think spring, summer, or you're not sure yet?
I believe it's going to be early summer.